Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Now, a town centre shop stopped serving customers who are talking on their mobile phones. County Stores in Taunton in Somerset now has a notice on the wall warning customers not to approach the counter if they're on their mobile. Sharon Kidd's one of the shop assistants. It was her idea to make a stand against what she sees as bad manners. She told me exactly what the sign says.
It says, polite notice, if it is your turn and you are talking on your mobile phone, we will serve the next customer.
Which is reasonable enough. How annoying's it been for you?
Up to a point, very annoying. We've had to put up with this for the past couple of years, and increasingly so.
So what do you do now then if they're on the phone? Do you just signal them to move to one side and serve the person behind them?
No, we usually explain to them. If we can catch their eye, we will explain to them and we will point out the sign that we have. Give them a chance, actually, to finish their phone call, you know, to say, I'm sorry, I'm being served, or some
right.
such thing.
So what's the reaction been from people who've been on the phones then?
We normally get a very good reaction. We do find that maybe the younger customers can't believe that we've actually said what we've said. But all in all, we've had a very positive response to our sign and to the way that we ask them. We're always very polite.
Yeah,
we don't just say, I'm not going to serve you,
no.
and go on to the next customer. We always give them a chance to either finish their phone call or just to say, can you hang on a moment?
The youngsters who are the main offenders, though, Sharon?
It seems to be these days. Yes, it does. It does. They seem oblivious to the fact that they're actually being served in a shop.
Yeah.
And that we do need to ask them what they want and we do need to serve them, you know, as quickly as we can.
And how do most people react? Because when you're told off a little bit, you do get a bit embarrassed, don't you? What do they say?
We've had a few actually, you know, have questioned us as to why. We've had a young lady who said that it was just ridiculous. But I think, as you say, embarrassment, if you have a queue full of people, the majority are actually going to agree with what you are doing. And usually the embarrassment will stop them in their tracks and they will stop their phone call.
I guess working in a shop, you must see some really rude things.
Oh, we do, yes. I've been in county stores now for 8 years and I was actually in retail for 10 years before then. I have noticed over the last few years that it has become worse. You know, we do put up with a lot of slack and a lot of rude customers at times.
They probably think you're like the equivalent of one of those automatic tills at a supermarket that you don't really count. You're just there to pack the bags.
Probably. We had one young lady one day who actually said to the person on the phone, I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. I'm being interrupted by the shop assistant. So you can imagine that was before our sign. So you can imagine how we felt.
Yeah. It's all down to manners, isn't it, Sharon, in the end?
It is, yes. It's manners. It's good old-fashioned manners. There is no reason at all to be on your mobile phone. Nothing is so urgent that you can't give your attention to the shop assistant.
Where are you going to draw the line, though? People chewing? People talking in the queue? What's next?
No, goodness me, no. No, not at all.
We actually
had a gentleman in today who had been waiting for a very important phone call, and he came in with the phone sort of just half up to his ear, but he looked at me and he said, I totally agree with what you're doing, he said, but I have been waiting for this phone call for an hour, he said. And, you know, there's exceptions to the rules.
So what did he do? Did he step to one side and he...
No. He was the only customer actually there. There was nobody behind.
There are exceptions to the rule then, Sharon?
I did say that to him. I said that obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but he said he did agree with everything that we said. But he said, I've been waiting now for an hour. So we just had a bit of a laugh. And as it was, he didn't get his phone call. And he went on his way, still waiting.
All right. Hey, good to speak to you, Sharon. Thanks very much for coming on.
Okay, you're welcome.
See you later.
Thank you.
Sorry, I've interrupted myself again there. That's Sharon Kidd there, who put a sign up in a shop saying it was rude to talk to her while you're on your mobile phone. Jean Brooke-Smith is an etiquette expert, joins us. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
And Graham Swain's here as well, broadcaster and journalist. Hello, Graham.
Howdy, Tony.
Jean, first of all, it is the height of rudeness, but I've done it, and I've done it quite a few times as well.
Well, you shouldn't do it.
Well, I understand that, but I do apologise. I memo my apologies while I'm on the phone. Is that not enough?
You know, I do agree with that young lady. I mean, if you go into a shop and you want, you know, service, you know, why? Why treat people so badly?
Well, it's not that I don't want a conversation with the shop assistant.
Well, yes, but then you are in there to buy something and, you know, to have service from them. And I think it's appallingly rude if people are on their phone. I see it all the time at my local supermarket. And the other day, I nearly snatched a phone from a lady. She was kind of waving her hands at the checkout person. She was on the phone clutched underneath her ear. And, you know, why do it? You know, you can just say to the person who's ringing you, look, I'm in a supermarket, I'll ring you back. I think it's appalling if people do this.
I've got a feeling, I've got an inkling that Graham Swain's appallingly rude on occasions.
How could you say that, Tony?
Have you done it?
No, of course I have. The problem is with mobile phones is, I mean, you can't stop progress. I mean, progress will always go on. Gene, obviously, is a bit like King Canute trying to hold back the tide of progress. The problem is that the social niceties have not progressed exponentially the same way as progress with the electronics and communications have progressed. I mean, for instance, now, you know, doctors put up in surgeries, don't use your mobile phone in a surgery, and people are still sitting in the surgeries using their phones. The libraries now allow you to use mobile phones in there. They shouldn't have done that because the young children think that's the norm now. So anywhere in a public place, they can use their mobile phone. But also, you see, if you had the social niceties put in place, like they brought in the no smoking ban in public places, and virtually everybody adhere to it without any problem at all.
But this principle of the phone in the queue, if you're stood in a queue with somebody else, a friend, you're not going to not talk to your friend as you approach the person behind the counter, are you? So you're just having a conversation. What difference does it make if you're on the phone?
I can see what the shopkeeper's saying. It's about distraction, isn't it? I mean, she's having to get them to pay attention to what they want, and half the time they're not concentrating on that. It's to do with modern society and the manners. But you will not change this. You've got to accept what progress has done and say, OK, this is what we've got. Now, how do we deal with it? Not stop it.
And, Jean, what are
what a load of rubbish you're talking about.
You're not talking about manners at all.
You know, manners are being... You know, we're all equal. If we go to a shop, you know, and we want service, the person is equal to us. They're giving us a service. And why speak to somebody on the phone and actually completely ignore the person that's serving us as if they're some slave? Come on. You've got to be polite.
Jean, the point you're missing is that the young society hadn't been trained. They were born with a mobile phone in their hand.
Well, I'm afraid...
Do you see what I mean? They came out of the womb with a mobile phone. They learned how to use it.
Well, then they should learn... Excuse me, don't interrupt me. You know, they should learn that it's very, very important to respect other people. And if we go into a shop, what is somebody serving us... going to treat them like, you
but
know, a different person.
Jane.
We should respect them.
Jean, I think we need to reassess this whole business of our relationship with shop assistants, because I get affronted when I'm packing my groceries at the end of the thing and they start talking to me. Why do they do that? Why do they ask, how's your day been? Who cares? I don't even care how my day's been.
Why should they care?
Well, no, that's actually a good point, Graham. I never thought about that.
I mean, the thing is...
You're such a charmer, you say.
It's obvious when you say it like that. Yeah,
right, see, there you go.
May I just say that interacting with people...
Yes.
And, I mean, if we're too horrible...
You'd never get anywhere, Jean.
...that we should actually... Somebody on the phone is more important than somebody who's giving us a service, I think it's very sad. And I think it's very sad if we bring up children to believe in that way. I don't think the 4-year-old should have mobile phones in any case.
But what I'm trying to say, Jean, is you won't stop progress. You sound like a Luddite, a dinosaur. Dinosaurs
I'm not a dinosaur. I'm just somebody that respects other people.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you. You're missing the
point.
That the young generation, this is the mobile phone generation. This is the computer generation. This is the electronics games generation.
Yes.
All of this, the electronic... mode is moving exponentially faster than social niceties. That's the problem. Where's the last? Where have you not last been on a train and they've got no mobile phone carriages like they used to have? They haven't. Aeroplanes now are introducing mobile phones you can use on aeroplanes because the technology's now there to do it. What you're going to get, though, is when you get the cheap budget flights doing it, and then you've got those sort of people who don't have the right social niceties using the phone all the time on the aeroplane when people are trying to sleep.
Maybe we just have different values now when it comes to being in shops. I've said often on this programme, the one incident I have in my local garage is when I buy a paper, while I'm paying for it, the guy behind the counter reads it. It's just
exactly.
Standards, isn't it, Jean? Where do we get these people
and
from?
And, you know, I'm not a dinosaur, by the way, but I do like people to, you know, really respect other people,
yes,
whatever we are. You know, we give service, whatever job we do.
Okay.
And I find it quite appalling that people should just have it on their phone, under their ear, and not think that somebody at a Tesco's or a Sainsbury's or whatever is saying to them, "Good morning, do you want this and that?" And then the person is rude enough to be hanging on a phone.
When was the last time anyone said good morning to you in most of these shops in the big supermarkets?
Well, I
live in central London. I have to tell you,
so do I.
Most of the people that I deal with are very polite because I'm polite to them.
Jean, I don't want to be rude, but someone's on the phone for me. I've got to go. Thank you very much indeed. See you later. Goodbye. There you go. Graham, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Goodbye. Your texts on manners would be very welcome, 850-58. Faye, what are people saying?
Pete in Dudley says, "What's even worse is shop assistants chatting to each other and ignoring my existence. They often don't even stop when I hand my money over or when they give me my change. They're paid to serve the customer and no conversation about X Factor is important enough to ignore the customer." Also one from Paul in Warwick says, "The shop assistant thinks it's impolite to purchase something whilst on the phone. Well, I was once served by a shop assistant who was chatting on the phone throughout the transaction. I've not been back since."
850-58, please. And thanks for all your texts as well about the talking whale. More on that later. It's 12:36.
On digital radio, digital TV, mobile and online. This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Here's Faye with the latest BBC News.